The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, so Daniela, welcome to the show. Let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Excellent. All right. This week's Education Gadfly has an essay by a checker about the need to tackle education governance. What's wrong with governance today, and how can we fix it?
Oh, and checker, you have 90 seconds.
Governance and structure go together. Local control no longer works. Elected school boards are dysfunctional. Kids go to school all over the place, including in cyberspace. State governments frustrate local governments and frustrate federal governments and vice versa. The money doesn't follow the kids to the schools they end up in. The whole system wasn't constructed for charter schools or anything like them. It needs a total makeover.
Wow, pretty good. So the argument here is that many of the reforms today, including school choice, improving teacher quality, even certainly technology, online learning, they keep bumping up against these structural problems, and that we've got a system that is still designed from 150 years ago. We still do have those pesky local school boards and local school districts and boundaries and things like that, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense in today's world. But how are we ever going to move past that, checker? This is kind of woven into the American fabric.
Well, so was smoking once upon a time. We need to move past it. We're not going to move past it until we start talking about it, until we get something equivalent to the Surgeon General's warning on the side of the cigarette pack. Fordham's job here is to be the Surgeon General, is to point out the problem, is to get people focused on the serious impediment that structure and governance is actually placing in the way of the kinds of changes that our schools and our kids need.
So if we're the Surgeon General, I guess that makes you Coop.
In which Coop. Case, C. Everett Koop.
C. Everett Koop.
In yes, which he's case, from South Korea, too, I think.
You need some kind of long beard, preferably.
Yes.
Look like the
and look
KFC
like a Mennonite.
Yeah. Okay, good. We'll work on that.